In many cities around Pennsylvania, there's a growing panic about underfunded municipal pensions. But it's not a new problem. In fact, turbulent pension funds have been consistent throughout Western history. As part of a Keystone Crossroads series on underfunded municipal pensions, Irina Zhorov and Kate Lau Schaffner give us the rundown.
Kate and I were reporting on pensions and how hard it is to fund them, how, as a result, poorly funded they are,
how complicated and problematic they've become.
And we started wondering, whoever even thought of pensions?
Like, who thought to let people retire and keep paying them after they stop working?
So we set out to find someone to tell us about this. We found a man in Raleigh.
Robert Clark, professor of economics, North Carolina State University.
He wrote a book, conveniently titled
A History of Public Sector Pensions in the United States.
Your book may seem kind of dry at first blush.
Excuse me? You're saying my book is dry? How's that going to help sales?
For the record, the book itself is really fascinating. Clark writes that over 2,000 years ago, pensions were going unpaid. And he even links the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire to the non-payment of military pensions. Pensions looked a little different back then. They came in the form of land.
They wanted to make sure that your retired military folks were going to behave. And so oftentimes what they did was they gave retiring soldiers land out in the provinces, made revolts a little bit less likely.
So you have these Roman soldiers, and they're out there conquering and expanding the Republic. And then they come home and can retire out in the country.
But the government was kind of erratic in how these land pensions were handed out. So when the Roman Republic became the Roman Empire and Augustus assumed power, he was like,
"Get it together, government. We have to formalize these pensions."
And they did.
Skip ahead about 1,500 years. In North America, the English colonies provided benefits to militias. During the Revolutionary War, sailors received pensions. But funding for them wasn't terribly reliable. Here's Clark.
They were being funded by the war. And actually, if you look at the first pension in the United States, which was the Navy pension, that pension was funded by the Navy going out and capturing ships on the high seas and bringing the booty back and selling it and putting that money into the pension fund.
Isn't that kind of how pirates kept their crews happy?
Pretty much.
Anyway, Congress did eventually establish a Navy pension fund and allowed its managers to make investments to keep it funded. This was in the 19th century, and the Navy fund lost money in bad investments.
Funding problems? I'm sensing a trend.
That trend continues as pensions become available outside the military.
In the late 1800s, large cities start offering pensions to the civilian equivalent of the military, to police officers and firefighters, and then to teachers. But even then, nobody's really funding these promises in any consistent way. So, of course, cities run into trouble and start looking for different sources of revenue.
Like fines imposed on police officers and firefighters for disciplinary purposes, permits for dancing schools and boxing contests, dog license fees, and cash from the sale of condemned property, which is not so different from using booty from ships.
Eventually, public pensions started including other government workers. While a lot has changed, many municipalities still have a hard time funding their pension obligations. We asked Clark why we haven't learned to plan better in all that time.
You have governments that would like to attract workers, but they'd like to do it for the least cost. You're promising something down the road, and you may not have to pay for it today. You can promise all these nice things to your workers, but you don't have to tax today's people. And politicians often are looking at what's happening today and how they're being viewed.
Oh, that sounds really familiar.
Yep, and that pretty much brings us up to date.